There are lots of reasons to become familiar with your slut spot. Some of them involve pleasure. Others, not necessarily. Aside from the psychological benefits of opening up your fuckhole, experiencing erotic humiliation for your mistress, for example, manipulating your P-spot has more than one physical purpose as well, and thus, more than one method. I often see these two conflated, but the associated techniques, as well as the intended outcomes, distinguish them. In this post, I hope to clear up the difference between prostate milking and prostate masturbation, as well as to offer some suggestions as to the how and why of each. Ready? Milking versus masturbation. The main distinction is the purpose. In general, it's simple. The purpose of prostate milking is to expel accumulated prostate fluid. The purpose of prostate masturbation is pleasure. Now, you can have an assgasm while milking your prostate, and you can get practical benefits along with your pleasure while masturbating it, but the above distinctions deal strictly with the why of each. For example, if you are my chastity slave, I will likely milk your prostate every once in a while just to maintain your prostate health. I suppose it can temporarily mitigate your plaintive whining about wanting to come as well, as it can relieve some of the pressure that builds in the organ over time and periods of teasing. But you likely won't achieve anything like an orgasm. In fact, the manipulation of the area may just leave you feeling hornier than before. But that's okay, because the purpose isn't to get you off. Understand? Conversely, if you are one of my butt sluts, engaging me for more of a guided masturbation experience, well, I'd be disappointed if the session didn't end in the type of full-body, eye-rolling orgasm a male or sissy can't achieve any other way but through the masturbation of their prostate, if they're lucky. Techniques matter somewhat. If I'm masturbating your prostate or you're doing it for me, / under my direction, I will recommend movements tailored to your response. If what makes you moan is a slow but firm massage, I'll suggest that. If fast and light flicking makes that ass come, I'll suggest that. I'll recommend a toy specifically made for prostate masturbation and delight in helping you maneuver it in exactly the right way. You'll be encouraged, cheered on as your pleasure builds. And if teasing other erogenous zones helps you get there, I'll cheer you on. Your comfort and pleasure are paramount. If I'm milking your prostate, there'll be all the sensuality involved of any other kind of milking, utilitarian at best. I'll advise you to take pains not to use objects not intended for insertion into the rectum to avoid tissue damage, but other than that, whether or not it's effective is more important than how it feels. If it takes a rough finger banging with 2 or 3 of my digits in a latex glove as you bend over the arm of the couch, well, prepare to feel my knuckles banging up against the outside of your back door. Perhaps I'd use a toy that's slightly too large for optimum comfort, likely one that vibrates powerfully so that it coerces the juices out of you rather than seduces them. Or in the case of my femdom phone sex playmates, I'd have you do it yourself. In contrast to the full-body orgasm that results from prostate masturbation, I'll know you're properly milked when a nice little dribble exits your dick divot or the end of your cock cage with little to no pleasure involved. I hope this helps, and of course, I'm certainly available to guide you through either one in session if you should need it. hugs and kisses, Miss Rachel, Mean Milkmaid.